Good morning and welcome to worship at the Salvation Army here in Romford. We hope you've had a good week. If you're joining us at 10:30, then don't forget to join us for coffee afterwards on our Zoom catch up and chat. Today we're thinking about Peter and Cornelius, and that story is found in Acts chapter 10. Now we're going to sing together a new recording of What a Beautiful Name.
What a wonderful name it is. The Bible reading is taken from Acts chapter 10, verses 1 to 23. Now in Caesarea there was a man called Cornelius, a centurion, in what was known as the Italian regiment. He was a devout man who feared God, as did everyone in his home. He gave many gifts to the poor among the people and always prayed to God. One day, about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision and clearly saw an angel of God coming to him and saying to him, "Cornelius!" He stared at the angel in terror and asked, "What is it, Lord?" The angel answered him, "Your prayers and your gifts to the poor have risen as a reminder to God. Send men now to Joppa and bring Simon, who is called Peter. He is a guest of Simon, a leather worker whose house is by the sea." When the angel who had spoken to him had gone, Cornelius summoned 2 of his household servants and a devout soldier, one of those who saved him regularly. He explained everything to them and sent them to Joppa. Around afternoon the next day, while they were on their way and coming close to town, Peter went up onto the roof to pray. He became very hungry, wanted to eat, and while the food was being prepared, he fell into a trance and saw heaven open and something like a large linen sheet coming down, being lowered by its 4 corners to the ground. In it were all kinds of 4-footed animals, reptiles and birds of the air. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter, kill something and eat." But Peter said, "Absolutely not, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean." Again the voice came to him a second time, "You must stop calling unclean what God has made clean." This happened 3 times. Then the sheet was quickly taken back into heaven. While Peter was still at a loss to know what the vision he had seen could mean, the men sent by Cornelius asked for Simon's house and went to the gate. They called out and asked if Simon, who was called Peter, was staying there. Peter was still thinking about the vision when the Spirit told him, "Look, 3 men are looking for you. Get up, go downstairs, and don't hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." So Peter went to the men and said, "I am the man you're looking for. Why are you here?" The men replied, "Cornelius, a centurion, an upright and God-fearing man who is respected by the whole Jewish nation, was instructed by a holy angel to send for you to come to his home to hear what he has to say." So Peter welcomed them as his guest. The next day, he got up and went with them, and some of the brothers from Joppa went along with him.
Thank you, Olivia, for reading the Bible for us this morning. And later in our meeting, we're going to carry on with the story of Peter and Cornelius by watching a video of how the story continues. Now we're going to have a time of prayer together, and for our prayers today we're going to listen to a song sung by John Sawyer, and as we listen I want us to share in prayer, and we can share by using the comments section on Facebook. As John sings the first verse, he talks about thanking God. And so during that first verse, I'd like you to write down in the comments section things that you want to thank God for today. And then as it goes into the chorus and we give the glory to God, write down names for God, names such as Father, Saviour, Shepherd. And then as the song progresses, write down things that you want to speak to God about today, about your life and your situation, your family, your friends, and about the wider world. And as the requests come up, everyone else can be praying for those things. So let's listen to John now and let's pray together.
could I say thanks for the things you have done for me, things so undeserved that you do to prove your love for me. The voices of a million angels could not express my gratitude, all that I am and all I ever hope to be. I owe it all to thee.
Julia asked me to share something that has happened to me last week. So if I start at the beginning, I'm in a small group that meets on Monday nights, and we decided who was going to do the small group the next week, and I was volunteered because I've been looking at Genesis 3, because I love Genesis 3 and I like referring back to different bits of the Bible, and I always find it fascinating. Why did God put the wrong tree in the garden? Why did he put it there at all? And I was going to talk about that God wants us to make our own choices, and he wants us to make our own choice to love him, so we always get that choice. So that's what I was going to do it on. So we finished the session and Keith Starling was praying, and to be honest, I was thinking about making a nice cup of coffee, and I had some chocolate digestive biscuits that I was very excited about. And then I heard Keith say, open your eyes, and all of a sudden that really, I had little bubbles up inside me, and I really wanted to sing that, open the eyes of your heart, Lord. But I thought that is way too embarrassing, so I didn't sing it and didn't think much more about it. And the next day, I work at a special needs school, and there's a boy called Christopher Duffley, who one of the training courses that I went on, we saw a clip of him. He was about 15, and he was showing you what amazing technical things were around for autistic people and blind people. He was showing you this mobile phone. So I thought, I'll have a look at that. And under Christopher Duffley came up, Christopher Duffley sings Open the Eyes of Your Heart, Lord. So I looked into his story, and it turns out he was adopted by a Christian family, and he has perfect pitch and an amazing voice, and he goes around singing and worshipping. So if you want to look into Christopher Duffley, he's got an amazing story. So that was the second thing. I thought, oh, that's funny. That's the second time this week I've heard that. Didn't think anything of it. Went to Sainsbury's. I'm an LBC listener, but I just flicked on to Premier. I don't usually listen to Premier either. I'm UBC. And guess what was on? Open the Eyes of Your Heart, Lord. So I thought, oh, God's really trying to tell me something, but I don't know what. So I think we were on about, oh, this is Saturday or Sunday, I think it was. So at bedtime, I said, Ian, I really think God's trying to talk to me. I don't think I'm supposed to do Genesis 3. I think I'm supposed to do something on opening your eyes. And as it was 11:30 at night, Ian said, do whatever you think. So anyway, I went to sleep. Next morning, no, I'm still doing Genesis 3, Fall of Man, that's it, I've done the work. So I was reading through it, and I got to Genesis 3, is it verse 5? And read, which I've read lots of times, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened. And I'd really never seen that before. I thought, oh, God's really trying to tell me something. So I changed my study to do about opening your heart. And I looked in it, and Paul in Ephesians talks about opening the heart, the eyes of your heart. And it's the only time it's mentioned in the New Testament. But the more I looked into it, the more I thought, actually, what God was saying to me was, don't just read this Bible like a good book. Read it so that you actually get to know me. So we talked in small group about what we knew about the Prime Minister. So we knew he had crazy hair and his dad's called Stanley, but everyone knows that. Then we talked about what we knew about our husbands and partners and people we live with, and that was a bit more personal. And then what we knew about God, and did we only know about God because of what we read in the Bible, which is what I thought God was saying to me. It's not just a good book, it's a way of actually getting to know God better. And so I think that was the message that I got from God. It took him a week to get it through to me, but when I read my Bible, I need to open the eyes of my heart and get to know God better. Right, that's me finished. Bye.
Thanks, Gwyn. It's good to hear your testimony and to hear that God is speaking to you and that he will speak to us if we're prepared to listen to the nudges he gives us. We're going to listen now to a new piece from the band, God's Children. It's a lively march, so if the children want to get a saucepan to bang or they've got another instrument in their house, it's a good one to march around the front room to. And then after that, we have a song for the children, which was specially requested by Isla, and the worship band have recorded, and that is Shine. Thanks. Thank you.
Say a big thank you to everyone who continues to support us financially. We've just registered with GiveTea to make giving even easier. It's an app you can download onto your phone, and after giving a few details to register, you can give any amount from 50p upwards. Watch this short video to give you a flavour of it, then if you want to, download the app.
Good morning, everyone. There's good news for those of you who are planning to join our away weekend at Carroty Wood. We've now been able to rebook for next year, 16th to the 18th of July. We'll be writing to all of you who were already booked, but if you hadn't booked but would be interested in coming, please speak to Julia or myself as soon as possible. Next Saturday, the 11th of July, is the commissioning and ordination for this year's cadets. The meeting will be live streamed, so you'll be able to join as Luke Cousins, Hannah Borrett, and the rest of the cadets are commissioned. We will post the link on the Facebook page, and we ask that you just keep the cadets in your prayers, particularly this week. Just to let you know that Doris Pretty moved into Parkside Residential Home on Main Road this week. We hope she settles quickly and enjoys being with her neighbours, Ron and Daphne Joyce. Celebrations this week. Charlie celebrated his 8th birthday. Happy birthday, Charlie. And Elise has gained a BA in Drama and Theatre Studies. A great achievement. Congratulations, Elise.
No, no, Cornelius. Please, stand up. I'm a human being, just like you.
I have invited all my friends and family to see you.
You know it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean. So I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. Now tell me why you've sent for me.
4 days ago, I was praying in my house. Suddenly, a man in dazzling clothes was
sent for you at once, and it was good of you to come. Now we are all here, waiting before God to hear the message the Lord has given you.
I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. God is pleased with everyone who worships Him and does right, no matter what nation they come from. This is the message of good news for the people of Israel. That there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after John began preaching his message of baptism. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for by hanging him on a cross. But God raised him to life on the third day. Then God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us, whom God had chosen in advance to be his witnesses. We were those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. God told us to announce clearly to the people that Jesus is the one he has chosen to judge the living and the dead. Every one of the prophets has said that all who have faith in Jesus will have their sins forgiven in his name.
This message from God. I thought salvation was just for us.
God's plan was to include everyone.
Can anyone object to their being baptized now that they have received the Holy Spirit just as we did? I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
We really enjoy listening to the children sing in our meetings. Leading them for many years now, both on Sundays and at their Tuesday practices, has been Jude Marshall. For all these years, she She has officially been assistant singing company leader. But this morning, we want to commission Jude as singing company leader and present her with her certificate of appointment. Normally, we'd invite her to join us now on the platform. But as we can't do that, we thought we'd deliver it to her at home. Okay, so we've arrived at Jude's house. Hello Jude, good to see you. And we're here to give you your singing company leader's certificate. So tell us how long you've been helping with the singing company or leading the singing company.
Well, I was assistant before I went to uni, so that's far too long ago. But I think you've been leading about 6 or 7 years.
Okay, so that's great. So we love having the singing company in our worship when we're together and virtually when we're not together. So we're going to put things right now and officially make you the young people's singing company leader. So here's your certificate. We're going to put it there for a moment. And then you've got a letter from the divisional commander welcoming you officially as Romford's singing company leader. Let's give her a clap.
Thank you. yesterday, 4th of July, was labelled by some Super Saturday, the day when many of the lockdown restrictions were lifted and, most importantly for a number of people, the pubs opened. The Premiership is back underway, even if things are a bit extraordinary. West Ham beating Chelsea, for example. A lot of shops are back open and the centre of Romford is as busy as ever. As I record this on Thursday afternoon, there is some fear that all these restrictions being lifted might lead to a second wave of infection, even a local outbreak around here, as we've seen in Leicester. Amongst the new freedoms came the news that places of worship could reopen. The announcement came with a long list of regulations and alterations that need to be made in order to allow people into the building. Julia and I met with the other core officers and leaders of our division on Monday to talk about the way forward, especially the reopening of buildings, most of which have been closed since March the 23rd. Following the advice from DHQ, we will not be reopening the hall at Romford before September, nor will other corps probably in our division. By then, it is hoped we can have some certainty about the spread of the virus and fully understand the remodelling we will have to carry out in order to allow access to the building. Even then, the way we come and go, what we do when we are inside, the content of our meetings and the numbers who can attend, how we sit, where and for how long may all be different. It is going to be a long time before we sit in a packed hall singing and worshipping together as we did before, if we ever do again. This is a once in a generation moment and it could herald in a complete change in how we exist as the church. Back at the start of this year, we thought we knew how things would pan out. Specials coming to celebrate our 140 years anniversary, a weekend in Carroty Wood, holidays, parties, all having to be rearranged or cancelled. Our programme of activities ticked along until coming to an abrupt halt. We were sure we knew what was what. We understood where God was leading us. We had our plans, our statements, and now we face a future full of uncertainty and opportunity. Peter thought he knew what was what. As a good Jew and as a disciple of Jesus, then as a Spirit-filled apostle, the rock on which the church was to be founded, Peter thought he knew. Even when he had a vision where God invites him to eat impure and unclean food, Peter argues with God. You cannot be serious, going all John McEnroe there. You can't be serious. I don't eat these foods. They are unclean. Three times the vision comes and Peter wonders what God is telling him. He is confused. And just then, to add to his confusion, a group of non-Jews, Gentiles, including a Roman soldier, turn up. The Holy Spirit speaks to Peter and says, "Don't hesitate to go with these men, for I have sent them." Hold on a minute. What's going on here? Why is God sending Gentiles to seek out Peter? What has this got to do with a sheet full of animals to eat? Then Peter invites them into the house to stay overnight. Peter has been on a tour of the new converts, healing the sick and raising the dead. Then Acts records that he stayed with Simon the tanner. Now, I don't want to put you off your dinner by explaining the leather tanning process. If you want to get a taste, or should I say a smell of it, there is a video clip on the Facebook page. Sufficient to say that tanning was a process that made the Jewish believer unclean. And it is on the roof of unclean Simon's house that Peter has his vision. And it is Simon's house that the unclean Gentile visitors stay in overnight with Peter. Next day, Peter goes with them to Caesarea, to the house of Cornelius. Peter takes a posse with him. Witnesses? Backup? God has been busy speaking to Cornelius, a Gentile, a Roman, a centurion in the Italian regiment. a devout, God-fearing, generous man who prayed regularly. Not a Jew, but someone who recognized that there must be a God and who prayed and was good and nice to people. There are quite a few of those type of people around us today. Good, honest people who give generously and who even pray, but don't belong to a church or call themselves Christians or religious. But God spoke to Cornelius. He arranged this meeting with Peter. Do you think God might be talking to good, honest, praying people today? Back to our story. Peter arrives and explains to Cornelius about Jesus. But before Peter can make an altar call or explain the three steps to salvation, the Holy Spirit turns up and falls on all the Gentile crowd and they begin speaking in tongues. Peter's Jewish mates are astonished that their Holy Spirit was being poured out on the centurion and his family and the household, all Gentiles. Then Peter, recognizing the seismic shift that he was witnessing, said, "Can anyone keep these people from being baptized with water?" In other words, becoming legitimate members of the church. God has already blessed them with the Holy Spirit, so he baptized them, and then he stayed with them in a Gentile house for a few days. Peter baptized Cornelius and his household. God has no favourites, says Peter. Just like Paul, who we looked at last week, anything Peter thought he knew about the church, about the Holy Spirit, about God, was being renewed and expanded. What an adventure. So here we are, at the start of another huge adventure. All that we thought we knew and understood has been shaken and challenged. God has no favourites, said Peter. How about us? You know you can have people round for meals now. Who are you thinking of inviting? The usual crew? Friends? Family? People you've missed who you used to have round all the time? What about the folk God is preparing for you to invite in? Your very own Cornelius. What about the new friends you've made over lockdown? The neighbours, the strangers you've started talking to? And what about the people you have never spoken to at church? Maybe you could invite them round. Major Johnny Smith invites us to extend our tables as a way of getting to know people. And when we do start to do things differently, when it's not exactly as it used to be, are we going to say, "You cannot be serious. That's not the way we do it"? I hope not. Let us grasp this opportunity to see the new thing God is doing. Let us be ready to engage with Cornelius and his family and household. Let's join in with what God is planning and preparing for us, even if it takes us out of our comfort zone and into new adventures.
Thank you.
benediction from Isaiah chapter 43, verses 18 and 19. The Lord says, "Do not cling to events of the past or dwell on what happened long ago. Watch for the new thing I am going to do. It is happening already. You can see it now." May it be so. Amen. Thank you.